Communities across the state will fan out this week to count people experiencing homelessness. The yearly point-in-time count is one tool leaders use to measure the scope of the problem. KNKX reporter Simone Alisea has more.
Volunteers and service providers will go out and try to count everyone staying in a shelter, a vehicle, or a tent. It's not a perfect statistic because conditions can change every year, but it does provide a general estimate, and it's one factor that guides funding decisions. Nick Mondeau with the Washington Commerce Department has been working on the statewide point-in-time count since 2007. He says the count shows how homelessness affects virtually every community in the state.
Maybe most days out of the year, people feel like, oh, there's no homelessness problem in our community. There's no people who are unsheltered. That's just in Seattle. But then the count results come back and you do see, well, there's at least some people out there. It's not, you know, maybe thousands out there, but there are hundreds of people who were counted in this area.
More than 21,000 Washingtonians were counted as homeless on one night last year. Individual counties are expected to release the results of this year's point-in-time count later this spring. Simone Alisea, KNKX News.